Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community. Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Molotov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
But MVS's PR push isn't just toward attracting businesses, it's also toward changing the world's perception of Saudi Arabia. To that end, he struck a 10-year deal with one of the most popular and most American franchises there is, World Wrestling Entertainment, or WWE. They held their first of many events there back in April, and audiences around the world were treated to wall-to-wall propaganda about the new Saudi Arabia, including a video showing women happily driving, men dancing, and tourist destination beauty shots, as well as constant excited compliments throughout the broadcast.
For the first time, WWE bringing an event of this magnitude to Saudi Arabia.
This vibrant, progressive city, our host tonight.
It's all part, of course, of the Saudi Vision 2030.
King Abdullah Sports City Stadium just got on its feet.
That area has been reserved for the Saudi royal family, the House of Saudi.
I want to send a genuine thank you to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Wow. It seems the WWE is as overtly pro-Saudi Arabia as it is latently homoerotic, which is to say, intensely.
Well, I could have done without the homoerotic.
Yeah, man. Well, I get it.
I could have done without that, but you're not wrong about the homoerotic. But.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely homoerotic. Sweaty men loving on each other.
So, what we do well here, I think, is if nothing else, we just sort of stay honest and keep it real with you. You know what I mean? Like, just kind of tell it like it is, or at least how we feel it is. Because I'm not going to sugarcoat this one. This just really, genuinely to my core, bothers me. When a lot of things do. We're going to talk about it. We know that we have been quite the topic of conversation today on the Twitter machine, because we do have information to share with you all. We are just going to let it all out there, because at this point of the developments of not only this story in general, but of this show that WWE is putting on, let's just put it all on the table and talk about it, because I'm very close to using a word I just really don't find myself using often in society, even though a lot of people love to, which is I'm very close to disgusted with the World Wrestling Federation right now, a company that I grew up loving, and this bothers me a lot. So what we're going to do now, just for the sake of full disclosure, by the way, my name is Jason Molotov.
I'm Liam Stryker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We are the New Age Insiders. If this is your first time listening live, we understand why, and welcome. We are going to be sharing the news that we have, all the information, just sort of a full debriefing in just a moment. If you're new to the experience, we are live here every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on newageinsiders.com, twitch.tv/newageinsiders TV. Please find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, like I said, on Twitch, iTunes, Podomatic, Lork, Noble, Stitcher. We are the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. And this is what we know about Crown Jewel. At 1:49 Sunday afternoon, I received a message out of the clear blue sky from our most trusted WWE source. This is somebody who is a direct employee of the company. This isn't a friend of an uncle of a milkman. This is a real WWE.
But we know that guy, too.
Yeah, this is an actual WWE employee. Crown Jewel canceled. Show is off. And I said, are you sure? That's huge. I don't know how they're going to work it. I don't know what they're going to say, but it's canceled. And then I said, to him today, just because so many have disputed that report, basically what is going on. And he said, this is super goofy. They took it off of some of the talent calendars, but not all of them. Later, my follow-up was, I received information, this has been a bit of a gong show. The president of the United States and the State Department are pushing the company to go ahead with it. The talent doesn't want to go, and they even took it off talent schedules on Sunday. The president of the United States is pushing it, however. The final piece of information I got from him, a simple quote, I asked if this was for sure. As of this morning, the office said, quote, I don't know. So, given that he has never misled us before, and we know this is a direct WWE employee, I think as we sit today, right now, they are still undecided, but probably, if we're being real, leaning towards going.
Yeah.
So I hope you can understand that all the information that we're sharing with you is breaking, is as we get it.
Well, this story has so many moving parts.
Yep.
Because last week, the White House and the State Department did not want them to go.
Right.
And so now if the tune has changed and the president wants them to go,
right.
You know, here's the thing. You can like or hate the president of the United States.
You probably do. You probably do one of those things.
You definitely do one of those things. But he has been known to be, and I'm trying to phrase this the best way I possibly can, wishy-washy. In terms of, he just kind of does what he does, you know? And so, yeah, it very much could have been on Sunday when they're talking about it. Monday morning rolls around, and it's, you know what? No, go.
Well, here's the thing, too. And we don't talk about politics on the show because you are entitled to your political beliefs. We also understand that we have a large international audience. This show is downloaded on multiple countries every single week. We are blessed to have people that are outside the United States listening as well. They might not know or care about American politics. And let me tell you something, brother. You are super duper lucky that you get to not know or care about American politics right now because they are a mess. No matter what side you're on, you hate the other one and it's just awful. But here is a bit of political information because I feel like this is a political topic and it's going to wind up circulating to add validity to our points and, you know, weight to the arguments. The president of the United States has publicly stated this isn't speculation, this isn't hearsay, this isn't reading into his messages, this is just direct quotes from the Oval Office.
Right.
Where he said basically there's $140, $150 billion arms deal, arms meaning weapons, that the United States has in place with Saudi Arabia. The president has said unequivocally that if we don't sell them those guns and weapons, Russia or China will. So the president, knowing that an American citizen, an American resident,
yes,
working for an American newspaper, was a journalist that was dismembered, beheaded, hacked to pieces with a bone saw. That does not take precedent over the fact that we can make money, which will be the theme of this entire process. We're going to get to the WWE part, and it's going to be, you know, this is a real foreshadowing here to our larger argument. But when the president comes out and says, I'm not going to pull a deal for $150 billion just because some journalist got dismembered with a bone saw, the message you send to the world is money talks. There is money to be made, big, huge money, and you want me to not make a bunch of money, and you want me to do it just on principle and doing what you believe is the right thing. And this president of the United States will not just do the right thing for the sake of it because there's money to be had. And on the flip side, a close friend of his, who is the president of his own universe, yeah, also has the opportunity to do the right thing for the sake of the right thing. And it appears he, too, is going to let money talk because a running theme that you will hear me say throughout the show, get ready for it, is Vince McMahon has never, as a businessman, I don't know him, I don't know what he gave his kids for Christmas, but as a businessman, Vince McMahon has never done the right thing simply for the sake of it being the right thing.
Yes.
There had to be money to be made. Even gathering everyone on September 13th, 2001, the largest gathering after 9/11, he knew that with a calculated security risk, he was going to make a lot of money off of USA shirts and merch and getting people in the building. It's the icky, yeah, but.
Yeah.
But it is part of it. And so this president is unwilling to do the right thing simply for the sake of it being the American thing that I grew up believing would be the American thing to do, which would be to pull out and make a statement here. It seems like the WWE, at least as of talking to, like I said, an actual WWE employee that was earlier this afternoon.
And not a PA.
No. This is a big guy. This is somebody that knows what's going on.
He's well connected to a large percentage of the talent.
Knows what's going on, right? Knows what's going on. And as of this afternoon, I don't even think the talent is 100% sure.
No.
Because we reached out to Kofi Kingston, and we didn't get a definitive answer. So, and our source is not Kofi Kingston, by the way, but we are able to bounce things off of certain stars and certain refs and certain people. And we have not got a definitive answer from anybody, which also means that nobody has said, no, they're definitely going. I really believe as we sit today, they don't know.
That's the biggest thing is that, like I said, I think that there's a lot of moving pieces when it comes to this event because, you know, the very real thing about it too is how many more deals, how many more shows do they have contracted? 8? You know,
9 including this one.
Yeah. So 9 including this one. And well, yeah, maybe it's icky now, but I don't want to lose the other.
That's the thing. It's going to come back. Here's the common denominator again. Vince has this. It's not the 10th of 10 shows where he can go, we're going to eat this one. I have a feeling that if he says, because now, and I believe this with all of my heart and all of my soul, and I think you can hear it in my voice, I'm so disappointed. I'm so heartbroken by this. And I don't get heartbroken by political stuff. You know what I mean? I've said this 1,000 times. I'm a white guy. Takes a ton to hit me to my core. You know what I mean? The world is designed to make things easy for me to live in it. You know what I mean? And this one just bugs the crap out of me. Bugs the crap out of me. Because Vince McMahon knows that it is now not a wrestling show. I believe this with everything in my being. WWE Crown Jewel is no longer a professional wrestling show. It is a political statement. If you go, you are saying it's okay. Because here's why. Here's the biggest reason in a nutshell I can give you why this is a political statement. Because what I have been told for months of build up for this thing, right, is you need to stop worrying about main storylines and reason. This isn't an actual pay-per-view. This is a private show for the king. That's what I've heard over and over and over again as justification to this event going on the way that it is going on, is that this is not a wrestling show. It's a big, huge, this is just a gigantic Saudi Arabian Chuck E. Cheese, and this guy's having the birthday party of a lifetime. And so, if you go, it's not about the people of Saudi Arabia. It's not about changing minds and culture. It's about the fact, you heard it in the clip Bill put together, did a great job from last week tonight with John Oliver on HBO, where the royalty sits ringside in these plush leather chairs and watches as WWE basically dances for quarters for the royalty, right? Yeah. Dances for gold coins, like a scene from Agrabah. And so now, that is why this is a political statement, because are you still willing to put on a song and dance for those gold coins when you know that those people ordered the beheading of an American journalist this month? This month.
Right. Right.
Now you need you going, and I mean this, it is not hyperbole and it is not too broad a brush. If you go, you are saying that it's okay because money talks. The president said money talks. Vince is going to say money talks. And it's a really, really gross time to be a WWE fan, I must admit.
Absolutely. And, you know, I talked about it when I was live out in front of WWE corporate headquarters on Sunday during our breaking news show.
It was really well done. You're committed to your craft.
I am. I know.
Must have invented teleportation as well.
I'm a hero.
Yep.
I know.
How'd you get there so fast? It's like 2.5 hours.
We have a teleporter, but the light at the top of the basement puts on the lights at the bottom of the stairs.
Right. Yes. But that's where your Patreon money goes.
Ask backwards, like WWE's mindset. Right.
But I said it during then, and I said it now. Your entire company is built on the American way. And I would tell you that, like, let's paint this in a wrestling story, right?
Yep.
This is a fictional wrestling story. And let's just say the Iron Sheik kidnapped an American report. Mean Gene Okerlund.
Oh, no.
Right? And he's keeping him hostage.
What?
And Hulk Hogan has to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he has to do it for America.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so now you have that story playing out in front of you. But the WWE is Hulk Hogan in this situation. The Iron Sheik is just a sheik in this one.
Yeah, right. Just any old prince. But here's the thing, too. And here's what... Go ahead.
But you look at it, and Hulk Hogan wouldn't let the Iron Sheik do that.
No. Nope.
So WWE...
Slaughter would, that bastard.
Yeah, Slaughter definitely would. But Hulk Hogan wouldn't stand up for it. WWE, you need to make a stand.
So I have 2 points that immediately come to mind when you say that, because I agree with you wholeheartedly. And there are 2 points that come to mind right away. One of which is, and we talked about this on our live breaking show, what was it, Sunday?
Yep.
But I'll reiterate it for people that didn't get a chance to listen. Nobody in entertainment, and I mean this, no singular person, I believe, has made more money off of the concept of Americana than Vince McMahon and the World Wrestling Federation, right? Whether it be Hulk Hogan, who was Mr. Red, White, and Blue for over a decade for him. You can say that Hulkamania started really taking off around 1983, and Hogan was there till 1994, right? So we got a decade out of waving that flag, right? Red, White, and Blue. He's a real American. I don't know if you heard that part, right?
Yeah.
We made a ton of money off that. When we needed to replace Hulk Hogan, we stuck American flags all over Lex Luger. John Cena pretended to be in the military for 10 years.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So he could salute people, even though he never was even in the Coast Guard. But I think he wanted you to believe he used to be a Marine. But that was also because that was easy marketing post 9/11 world. John Cena loves America, right?
Yep.
Right after 9/11. They put the belt on Kurt Angle because we got an Olympic gold medal hero here. We're gonna do this damn thing.
Yeah.
The American badass. The year 2002, all their merch had American flags on it because it was a post 9/11 world. They have made more cash off of the values and just imagery of the American flag
than anybody.
Anybody.
Maybe save for whatever Dixie that makes the American flag plates.
Yeah, they might have made more, like moved more individual products, but like shy of the goddamn United States Armed Forces, I can't imagine who has pumped America more than Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
And now an American journalist got dismembered with a bone saw for being critical of a foreign government. And you're just going to go? You're just going to go? You're going to have all this American history and all of this pomp and circumstance and all of these characters. And now when it's time to do the American thing, when it comes crashing down
and it hurts,
it's hurting inside, you're not going to take a stand and you're going to let it slide. And it's like,
wow,
fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, you know what, man? Fuck off. Like, that is heartbreaking.
And this is the
thing. It just is.
And this is the thing. You're going to have the 8-year-olds, right? And the 8-year-olds might not understand why their parents aren't going to let them watch WWE anymore. But this is what happens when you neglect your real audience, the audience that really wants to watch you, right? Because 8-year-olds are going to watch you no matter what. It's the people that have the money. It's people in our age demographic. What is it? It's 18 to 35 or something like that?
Well, yeah, right.
Right? Is that it?
34.
18 to 34, right? And those are the people that spend the money.
Well, it's gut check time.
And if you're going to alienate them because we're the ones that are disgusted, the 8-year-olds don't know.
Well, it's gut check time because here's the thing, too, and here's where I get to be political, even though I don't like to, but I'm going to do it because this is what the show is, folks, tonight. If you're some deeply dyed red Republican, America first, you know, love it or leave it,
right,
Republican American man, right, would you have every god given right to be?
Yep.
What is your line here? Because here's the thing. If you're just some guy that supports Donald Trump blindly and into the darkness, right? No matter what Donald Trump does, he's right. Because he doesn't like brown people, and God damn it, neither do I. Maybe that's your MO. Maybe you just like lower taxes, even though he's screwing you on taxes. Maybe you just like hearing about American industry, even though coal is a dying industry. whatever you believe about Donald Trump, because not all Donald Trump supporters are racist. That is a misnomer incorrect. Some of them just believe in things he promised but is not delivering because he's the world's greatest liar, right? He's a Shakespearean level liar at this point, right? But if you're that Republican, you're dyed in the wool red, right? Well, aren't you supposed to be America first, love it or leave it, bald eagle, pickup truck?
Aren't you supposed to be mad at the brown people?
Right, right.
That beheaded the guy?
And here's something that you're going to have to, here's something that's going to have to be part of this conversation with both the president and, Vince McMahon. The man that died was named Jamal Khashoggi, an Arabic man. Do you not care as much because his name isn't Tim Smith?
Yeah.
Some white guy from Milwaukee?
Yeah.
If this was...
technically he wasn't a citizen.
If this was Anderson Cooper, a white American journalist, if this was Sean Hannity, who works for Fox News, which would ring all your bells, because Sean Hannity's practically the Secretary of State now, right?
Yeah.
Would that get your ears up and make you impart sanctions and really want to do something about this? So do you not care because the victim's name is Jamal Khashoggi? And so you're like, whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he worked for an American paper, but I'm Donald Trump. I don't like journalists anyway.
Right, and that's the part that scares me the most.
I don't like journalists anyway, so what's this? I don't even understand why this is such a big deal, right? And so, and eventually that's going to get on Vince McMahon's skin too. That stain is going to be, hey, Vince, doesn't this bother you? Why doesn't it bother you? Is one of the reasons you have never been viewed as a racially tolerant man or company? Is one of the reasons that it was an Arabic man that was hacked to pieces? I'm not telling you that is the reason.
Yeah.
But if you go to Saudi Arabia and you put on this show, you have opened yourself up. You are now subject to, in my opinion, any and all ridicule.
Yes.
Because this is absurd. This is abhorrent to me. Abhorrent to me. And here's my second point that I want to stem off of what you talked about, because again, I agree with you, is we talked about characters ambiguously. Well, let me talk to you about one character in particular, and a pretty goddamn important one. For 15 years, John Cena has ran his ass down there like Super Mario, grabbed the mic,
He runs like
he's on his way through the Mushroom Kingdom. Yeah, exactly. And he's grabbed the mic and talked about doing the right thing. And hustle, loyalty, respect are not super off the track of the virtues of truth, justice, and the American way. The Superman stuff, right? So John Cena has spent his career and his identity as a wrestler,
right,
trying to be the best guy in the world. And one of the reasons we've been told, the primary reason, not even one of, I think it's the reason that he's never turned heel and never had a real drastic character shift since going from Thuganomics to
Do the right thing. Yeah, because he hasn't even gone back to Thuganomics.
Exactly, right? We had one character shift 12, 13 years ago, and we've not done one since, right? Not a radical one. And the reason is because John Cena says, it will betray all those kids that looked up to me all that time. And if I were to go out there and turn heel and hit somebody with a chair and be an asshole, all those kids that believed in me and believed that I would always do the right thing.
Yeah, this is it.
I'm letting all of them down, and it washes all of those years away.
Right.
And now John Cena, as we heard in that clip that Bill put together, just like he did earlier this year in that country, John Cena's going to run down to that ring and salute those terrorists, because that's what they are. They beheaded a man for being critical in a newspaper. They're terrorists.
Yeah.
John Cena's going to run his ass
also,
down.
Also, fun fact, we're never going to be able to go to Saudi Arabia. You know that, right?
Oh shucks. It was on my list. Now I'll just have to go to a country that won't cut my fingers off if I look at them the wrong way. And so is John Cena then going to grab that microphone after that show and thank the Saudi royalty for having them and being such gracious hosts?
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you something. Again, people that listen to this show live Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on NewAgeInsiders.com every week know I am not an overly sensitive man. In fact, I discourage oversensitivity, if I'm being honest. Right?
Yep.
I think we live in an overly sensitive world and people need to relax.
Well, that's how I felt about this in the beginning.
Yeah, I think people need to relax about a lot of things that they can't just seem to relax about.
Yeah.
But this one, I hold John Cena in such high esteem because that guy has made the wishes.
Right.
The worst thing he's ever done in that company is cheat on his wife. Big deal. None of my business.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
Do I think he might take some PEDs? Maybe. But he hasn't got caught.
Also, I don't care.
Me neither. And he also got caught.
You're a wrestler, dude.
He comes back early from injury. He's great with kids. He's a great representative. You sent him to the Today Show, and he's just a delight.
Yeah.
He is somebody that should, without exaggeration, be admired.
Yeah.
He should be admired as a human being. John Cena, the wrestler, had a hell of a career. John Cena, the person, is top notch.
Yeah.
And if that guy goes down there and swallows big for the check and puts over the nation of Saudi Arabia right now and does his little song and dance and five-knuckle shuffle for the king front row that ordered a man to be beheaded this month,
yeah,
I got to tell you that I lose
all,
maybe all respect for him, maybe, because you turning heel means nothing.
Right.
A dad can go to a kid and go, it's part of the show, son. And after
Hulk Hogan did it.
Right. And it would be a tremendously huge moment when John Cena refaced, you know what I mean? Or whatever. But the point is that, like, look, there's even merit to his reasoning as to why he's never turned heel. There's merit to it.
Right.
But it's so secondary to then going out there to Saudi Arabia in a couple weeks and putting over that royal family, or even just going, you're doing the wrong thing.
That area has been reserved for the Saudi royal family, the House of Saud.
I want to send a genuine thank you to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
So how do you do that?
Yeah.
And even if you go, well, dude, maybe this time he doesn't say anything. He's still going out there while they're front row and doing his little song and dance while they throw gold coins at him.
My dad used to say this, right, growing up, right? This was my dad's life lesson. It stuck with me for forever. And if you're walking down the street and your buddy's acting like an asshole, right? People across the street don't go, look at that asshole and his friend. They say, look at those two assholes, right? And
100%.
That's what's happening here. If WWE goes over there, Shawn Michaels, The Undertaker, the mayor of Knox County, John Cena, Randy Orton, Rey Mysterio, you know.
What happened to the, as I go into a complete tirade, what happened to the Republican Party?
Oh, yeah.
What happened to the Republican Party that never would have sent the mayor of a Republican territory to Saudi Arabia to song and dance? Because that's what pro wrestling is.
Yeah.
Look at me, shimmy, shimmy.
Well, that's exactly, I say it all the time.
Literally half of them dance.
I said it when we had our big tirade about the wrestlers and them being like, you don't get our business. You're actors in a play. Shut up. I don't want to hear your nonsense.
And so, like,
But that's, you know, think about that, right? I'm not going to be able to say, well, Vince took the money, you know, and he just made these guys go over there. And it's like, no. John Cena went over there.
Don't you at some point, and especially, like, John Cena's the guy that I want to focus on more than any, because, like, if you're Braun Strowman, right? Like, let's use Braun Strowman as an example, right? You're Braun Strowman, you go, the last year of my career has been the biggest by far, right? I'm making more money than ever before. I'm a legitimate main eventer for the company. I have a future here, right? And I'm scared because, unfortunately, and I hate this, but here is the common denominator. There's a lot of money at stake for that guy, right?
Yeah.
And if Braun Strowman is too afraid to go to management and say, I just can't.
Right.
All right. But how about John Cena?
Seth Rollins.
How about Shawn Michaels?
Yeah.
And again, I'm not trying to make this about, you know, Republicans bad. My brother-in-law is the biggest Republican, and I know I love him to a million pieces, right? My dad's a Republican, all that stuff, right? It's not about taking sides here. It's just the Republican Party that I grew up with, right?
Yeah.
Was America first, and this would not have flown. But because people just follow Donald Trump blindly now, and that's the Republican Party? Seems like if Trump's cool, then I'm cool with it.
Well, that's
just weird, man.
That's the most insane part is what happened in the hellfire and brimstone, right? Because that's what I remember. If an American, you know, he would have been an American even though his name was Jamal.
Right.
You know?
Khashoggi. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he still would have been an American. And you did this to one of us.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
And it doesn't seem like that's the case. Now, What I don't like is that this means if you go over there, that means it's okay to do this to journalists.
It is. And that's what you're saying.
From an American side, right? WWE is saying that it's okay to do this to journalists.
It's not a deal breaker.
The president doesn't like journalists. And I believe wholeheartedly in the freedom of speech. The First Amendment. These reporters should not. This shouldn't happen.
Right.
This is exactly what shouldn't happen.
Reporters are political cops.
Yeah.
They're the ones that make sure everything's going the way it's supposed to and tell you if it's not.
Right.
And you start picking them off and you should be outraged.
Yeah.
Outraged.
Yes.
And not only that, you should be outraged because it was an American journalist who was killed for being critical of a foreign government, and they lured him in there and they lied. They cut his head off.
Right.
They cut his head off. What are we talking about here? What are we talking about here?
Right.
They cut his head off this month, and you're talking about going over there and doing a bunch of flips and crotch chops for cash? What? And this brings up a point. Right, when we're gonna take a break. And we're going to come back and just keep talking about this. But here's the thing I need to, while we're on this train of thought, I need to articulate. JBL and Randy Orton in the last 24 to 48 hours have both been interviewed about what they think of this. And they are both buffoons. Buffoons. Because the point they both made was, 2 years ago or something, we had the first ever women's match in the Middle East. And look at the progress we made there. The women got to wrestle in the Middle East. No one saw it coming. Hey!
Not what it's about.
Hey! JBL, Randy, this is not about the fact that Ronda Rousey's not on the card.
Because, garbage. Because here's the thing. Randy, JBL, you're right. Congratulations, you're right. You made progress with that. This is not what we're talking about.
Right, it's a different country. And not even in the world. Nobody is saying, hey, Randy Orton, the Bella Twins aren't allowed to go to Saudi Arabia. Isn't that messed up? Everybody's moved on. Everybody seems to not care.
Yeah.
This is about the fact that you are putting on a private show for a royal family that ordered a terroristic attack on an American journalist. This month. This isn't something where they go like, hey, you know that guy that disappeared 5 years ago? We figured out what happened to him. That happened this month.
Right.
And your argument is... two girls wrestled in India?
Yeah.
Are you for real? Because, yeah. Randy, work with me here, and I'll let you go, but work with me here. The argument is, Randy, that D-Generation X is going to come to Saudi Arabia, and y'all are going to have so much fun that you'll stop beheading journalists. Do you hear that out loud? Does it help you to realize you're an idiot if I say it out loud to you? Because you think that The Undertaker and Kane are going to be so badass that people aren't going to hack people to pieces anymore with thousands of years of deep-rooted cultural tradition on the line?
Yeah,
Are you for real right now, Randy, that you think that the key to changing an Islamic state, an Arabic religious state, and having them stop dismembered journalists is a kick-ass time with the Shield? Are you for real right now?
Yeah,
Are we talking about this?
It's just weird to me because... it feels like the Republican Party has really changed over the past couple of years, because you're looking at it and like, I don't think George Bush would have stood for this.
I know he wouldn't have.
You know what I mean?
I know he wouldn't have. And George Bush was a terrible president too. You know what I mean? The history has been super duper kind to George Bush lately. You know, that guy really got off the hook here. But yeah. And it is. And again, I don't want to just make this like, if you're listening and you're a Republican, because I know some people are, God bless your religious rights. You go out and vote too. You know what I mean? That's the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But how in the world can you tell me that you're a hardcore Republican, which has always been nation first, America first, countries first, this one first, right? We don't need trade deals and exports. We need America, right? You got to ask yourself, is the fact that the guy's named Jamal Khashoggi the reason that you're not super pissed about this? Because that's a look in the mirror kind of thing. And if you go, hey, Jason, fuck you, don't call me a racist. I'm not calling you a racist, but I'm asking you to give me a real, actual explanation for this.
Yeah.
Because
because here's the thing.
This isn't America first.
Right. Well, because this is my issue with it, right? When I thought that he was just a Saudi journalist that went missing and people were caring about it. I didn't care nearly as much, right? I'll be perfectly honest. Because in Saudi Arabia, people going missing and people dying from because of the government is not news, right? It's not news. It's not new, right? That's what they do. And that's fine, right? And it's not fine, but I understand fine.
It's less of our business.
It's less of my business, right? But when this one is one of ours, now I got a problem.
I just can't believe they're going to go, which is how I feel right now, is that they're going to do it. When we come back, we will talk more about why the things here. When we come back, we will talk about the things that need to happen for WWE not to go, because I do think there are still some things that could be presented to WWE that does make them change their mind, even though we are running out of time. But we will get to it really quick. Blake is listening live. Please don't take this the wrong way. I agree, it's disgusting. My guess is the people who are letting it go is because it's not a comparison to compare the beheading of dismemberment of, say, Sean Hannity, because the reason he was brutally murdered is he was Saudi Arabian. I understand what Blake is saying, is that this isn't an American in the sense of like Anderson Cooper, and unfortunately it doesn't hit you as hard, but it needs to. And I understand what Blake is saying, that he goes, this is gross all the way around. It's just what he thinks people think, not what Blake thinks. And I understand. We appreciate you listening live. If you've been listening to the New Age Insiders for years now, you know who DC Matthews is. He hosts DC and Doc Talk with Doc Manson. The List is one of the best podcasts in pro wrestling right now. You can find them on ddtwrestling.com. And DC has sent in his thoughts about what he thinks is going on in this whole Saudi Arabian situation. And then the New Age Insiders will be right back.
Hey, everyone. DC Matthews here. The Crown Jewel situation is a mess. There's no doubt about it. Clearly, I think they should cancel it. I wouldn't even reschedule it because it's just going to linger. Calling it Crown Jewel anywhere, it's still going to bring up the questions. It's still going to linger. We have a pay-per-view coming in November, Survivor Series, one of the big four, despite the fact that it really hasn't been a huge priority lately. Honestly, what I would do is I would cancel Crown Jewel. Don't move it to England. I know they could. There's an opportunity there. Just get rid of it. Move everything to Survivor Series. Make that pay-per-view really meaningful. You can have some of these matches. I tweeted it out. Make it a survival theme, triple threat matches, fatal four-way matches. You can have your elimination tag that you're going to have to honor the tradition of Survivor Series. Put your focus on that. That doesn't have the same negative connotation that you have with Crown Jewel. It's going to be awkward if you leave it alone, but I think it's more awkward to try to make it work. It'll be interesting to see what happens if they go through with it. It'll be interesting to see public reaction. It'll be interesting to see the company's reaction to the public reaction. Everyone keeps talking about how maybe WWE is changing, maybe the way they do business is changing. This is a good litmus test for that. So while I don't like it and I want it to go away, I am interested to see what happens.
Hey, neighborhood. Your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right. And now there's even more ways to take part in the community. Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
Hey everybody, this is Rich Palladino, the voice of Chaotic Wrestling. I want to remind you to listen to the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network. You will hear stories from the 18-year history of Chaotic Wrestling, from the two guys that were there from day one, myself and former Chaotic Wrestling owner, Jamie J. Mikowski. That is the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network.
Seriously, I don't even get to talk during this promo?
Shut up, Jamie.
You know the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show is the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
But what if we told you that there's also a show for fans of all kinds to do the same?
That show is Late Night Liam, show hosted by myself, Liam Stryker.
And me, Bill Neville. Join us immediately following NAIPod every Wednesday as we dive into pop culture, sports, current events, and more.
Can't listen live? No worries. Late Night Liam can be downloaded on demand exclusively on the NAI Network channel. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and all podcast platforms.
Once again, join Late Night Liam live every Wednesday following NAIPod.
When you and fans of all kinds can connect, discuss, and be heard.
I'm retired business executive and seasoned dad, Jamie Jamikowski.
And I'm a rookie dad and local independent wrestler, Scotty Slade, and we're the hosts of For the Pops.
We're the only podcast on the NAI Pop Network that has a mix of sports, wrestling, and pop culture all in under an hour.
This is a place where two pops talk about the topics that interest us with a special guest in each episode.
And we have a splash of pop culture information to help us survive in our world of wives, kids, and coworkers.
And at the end of each episode, if that wasn't enough, Jamie tests both our guest and I on obscure pop culture facts in an exclusive segment called For the Pops Quiz.
So don't miss For the Pops with Scotty Slade and me, Jamie Jamikowski, only on the NAI Pop Network.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda, but it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email, newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to newageinsiders@gmail.com. That's newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Let's get back to more of the New Age Insiders. Here's Jason Maltov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville.
The song is cool, though.
Is this Middle Eastern Gold Dust?
I think it's like, if you listen to the bass riffs, it almost sounds like, I love the way you look at me.
I love the way you smack my ass.
The early chords felt like Gold Dust to me.
Yeah. So, Bill, I want to ask you, pal. You know,
what's going on?
You've been over here, you've been over there this entire time, just kind of producing this show, making sure we're live in Twitch and Periscope, and
big thanks to DC Matthews for sending that on.
Yeah, go and talk about how you feel about this for a little bit.
I mean, you guys covered most of my feelings here, but I am the last 2 or 3 months, the programming itself for WWE, Raw and SmackDown, have been sort of just kind of meh to me. And
WWE sucks,
and I've fallen off quite a bit in the last 2 or 3 months, but this. And especially since we had the story and things are kind of backfiring a little bit today, but we still don't know the end game. But this whole
Avengers
thing,
4?
Yeah, we're in the end game now.
They're calling it the final Avenger.
Are they really?
Yeah, it's called Avengers.
Spoiler alert.
It's called Avengers, the final Avenger.
Okay. Not that that's really a spoiler anyway. Who cares?
I found that up from the internet. I didn't make it up. I didn't spoil it.
Yeah, sure. as we take a weird detour.
I'm just as disgusted, maybe if not more than you guys. I don't know, because our brand is very heavily focused on Vincent Kennedy McMahon's company. Mm-hmm. And with this and the inevitable negative connotations and negative reaction that's going to happen if this event does happen on November 2nd, it's going to make it really hard for us to support that company. And with, like I said, with us having Vince's product be the basis of our product, essentially, it's going to make us sort of have to rethink our business strategy. Yeah. And it's really going to affect the way we do business. And that kind of scares me a little bit. And this, I don't know. I'm very disgusted by this whole thing. And just, I'm not in support any way of WWE going over to Saudi Arabia at this point.
Yeah. I'll take the opportunity to have a very real moment with the audience right now.
Ooh,
is
very fun.
Things aren't great right now. Because WWE is not great right now.
Yeah.
And the problem is that, you know, we get a lot of messages from people, and it means the world to us, but we get messages that say, I haven't watched Raw in a month, but I never miss your show because I love you guys. And as heartwarming as that message is, right, it terrifies me.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing, is that we are an extension of your wrestling experience. And for some people, again, as complimentary as that is, we are your only wrestling experience right now. And my fear is that that is just not sustainable.
Because if you're disinterested in the product,
you're not going to care about guys talking about the thing you don't care about.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so I'll give you an example that, you know, the Talking Dead is on after The Walking Dead, right? Well, the worse and worse The Walking Dead has gotten, the less likely I am to watch The Talking Dead.
Sorry. Right.
What was that?
I had to sneeze, and then it didn't. I couldn't sneeze, and then I realized that I'm on camera, and everybody could probably see that I was trying to sneeze.
I had you muted, so I had that covered.
I know.
So, but here's the thing: is that I'm less likely to. I don't watch Talking Dead anymore because I can barely get through The Walking Dead, and I don't care what likable. I don't care what likable Ryan Seacrest, Chris Hardwick thinks about the show. I'm losing a ton of interest in. So now it's gotten to the point where I drudge through Walking Dead. Like, I watched it like this morning. It was on Sunday. I just don't even care anymore.
Yeah.
The show's not great. And I definitely don't watch Talking Dead anymore because I don't care. And so my fear is that you're going to lose interest in wrestling, WWE, and then eventually my fear is that you're going to lose interest in us.
Yeah.
And so you got to understand that we do not make much money at all. The money we make is basically our overhead.
There's like, nothing pocketed, put it that
we
way.
We all have jobs. We all work 40 hours a week. We all, like, and so, and I'm not, and this isn't, you know, as much as I'd love you to go to patreon.com/newageinsiders right now and get the exclusive shows and all the fun stuff.
Only flashing on the screen. There we go.
The reason I'm bringing it up is not just to promote patreon.com/newageinsiders. Your support really does go a long way. But the reality is that here's just, again, a sobering, cold, you know, moment.
Sure.
Bill and Liam have girlfriends and lives and like aspirations and dreams with these women in their lives that are very, very important people in their lives, right? And I don't. And one of the reasons I don't is because I have focused so much, not that they haven't, they at all, but my not so crazy brain, which is exactly what it is. It is all imbalanced and the screws are so loose. It is held together by duct tape,
indeed,
right? And I just want this. And I would do this and talk to you and try to build this community and build these friendships and these real relationships and try to make everybody's life a little bit better because we're all making friends here. And I would do it forever and ever for free. But you want to know the truth? I can't ask anybody else to do this forever and ever with me for free. We need to start making money or eventually.
Right.
That's. And so with WWE, I'm just being real here.
Yeah.
With WWE tail spinning. Yes. If the WWE hits that 06 wall where there's like this 25% fan exodus and even the people that love us just go, sorry, guys, it's not about you. I just don't watch wrestling anymore. We're going to fail.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's.
And so that's real stuff, guys. This is the real world. And so WWE is making a political statement by going. And as wrestling fans, they're going to have a counter statement to how they believe and how they react to them because they're going to go. I really think they're going to go.
Here's the reality. Here's the reality of, you know, kind of from my end of the thing, right? I've watched WWE, I've watched Raw and SmackDown as appointment television to be there in front of the TV and watch it, and I don't watch it the same way anymore. I watch it on the Hulu because...
I love talking to the Patreons and Raw's on in the background.
Right.
That's
and,
the reality.
Well, and here's the thing, because I can chime in on the Patreon chat and talk to them, so it's not... I don't need to watch Raw because the conversation is not about how good Raw is.
Yeah, we're all having inside jokes and having a good time.
We're just talking about dumb stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so it's like, I don't watch Raw live anymore. I watch it as an hour and a half on the Hulu version because if you can, as WWE, can lop off half of your show, why do I need to watch all 3 hours when the half I should watch isn't good? So there's that. Then SmackDown, I'll be perfectly honest. I watch the What Culture ups and downs to figure out what was worth watching, and then I watch those segments. And, you know, during our discussion, if it's just like, oh, I really want to talk about this, I'll watch that segment. But it's like, yeah, I'm not going to watch the dance segment. And I did because it was Raw 1000. But I'm not going to watch the dance segment at the top of the show with R-Truth and Carmella. No, fuck you. You're not going to put in an effort, so I'm not going to put in an
AJ
effort.
AJ Styles is on the middle of the show and losing.
Yeah, Shinsuke Nakamura is the United States champion and just here and losing. And it's like,
And that's an A plus player.
Right. And I care about New Japan. I'll get up and watch New Japan because they're worth my attention. But yeah, do you know what's a pretty like awful truth? Is that none of you care about New Japan. You don't. You say you do, but you don't. You know, our Patreons are up, but maybe half of them get up and watch the show with us. And I love all of you, but that's just a reality of it, you know, because some of you just don't care about New Japan. And then the fan base online, the wrestling fan bases online, they don't care about New Japan either. And maybe they'll watch the Kenny Omega match. Maybe they'll watch the Young Bucks match. But you don't get up and watch those shows. And you say you do, but you don't. And when we try to talk about it on here, you don't care. You know, and so it's like the only game in town is WWE. And if you don't care, and then all of a sudden they do something like this, which to me is a bit of a deal breaker, then yeah, what are we doing here?
I completely agree. And that's the shameful thing. But here's the thing is, for all those who panic, I'm going to tell you something that should both make you feel more at ease and a little bit grosser. Is I think they're going to go, and they're going to be fine. Because here's what hasn't happened yet, which I think speaks to a lot of things. I don't even know what specifically. I think it's just fascinating all around. But here's something you might not know. The reason that the Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal was renamed was not just the fan outcry. In fact, that's probably a very small percentage of it. The real actual reason that the Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal was renamed is because Snickers was the presenting yep. sponsor. They got a bunch of flack, and then they said, okay, then we're going to pull out unless you change this. And WWE went, no problem. We'll change the name of the stupid trophy because we want your money. So here's what hasn't happened, which is in theory sort of shame on them too, right? Just throw the shame all over the place tonight, right. guys. What needs to happen is USA Network needs to go to WWE.
Comcast.
NBC Universal.
Yeah.
The USA Network.
Oh, by Comcast.
Right, sure. Needs to go to Vince and go, if you go, we're canceling Raw. We're canceling you. Effective immediately, just like Roseanne. Yeah. Roseanne was the number one rated show in America, and we canceled it on principle.
Yep.
And if you go, I know we're going to have to play an extra 3 hours of NCIS or something.
Yeah.
But if you go, we are going to cancel you. Well, then Vince is going to go, well, the money I'm going to make in Saudi Arabia is not nearly the money I'm going to make over the rest of my contract. And here's even a bigger one. Fox.
Mm-hmm.
If Fox were to go to them and say, we have an out clause, I don't know if they do, but if we have an out clause, or we don't even care about the out clause, take us to court.
And they're the new one.
Right. We have a deal in place for $2.2 billion for for Raw and SmackDown for the next 5 years. If you go to Saudi Arabia, the deal is off.
Yeah.
Then Vince won't go. And again, I will make this point, like I told you, I'm going to repeat it, and I will. What Vince McMahon is saying is that money is more important than principle, which should come as no actual shocker to anybody, but you need to say it out loud because they need to be held accountable. So you need to say it out loud that what Vince McMahon is doing is choosing money over principle because it would take that sort of threat for him to do something when the right thing to do is staring him in the face, which is just like DC said, just don't go, man. But until the USA Network seriously threatens them, or until some Fox seriously threatens them, as we sit today, despite these text messages, I just get the impression that they're, at the very least, they want to go and are looking for reasons to get you to be okay with it, which is also gross.
Well, it's gross, and that's the part that I don't like, because it's like you removed the fact that you're actively on TV saying Saudi Arabia. And it's like,
you're embarrassed about this.
You're embarrassed.
You stop saying Saudi Arabia for a reason. You're embarrassed.
Do you think we're not going to
notice? You're also lying by omission. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're lying by omission by not having it, like not saying Saudi Arabia. And that's worse.
And because people are like, well, what are they going to do now? How are they going to get away with it? Here's what I think they're going to do now, right? And who knows? Maybe we wake up tomorrow morning and it's WWE makes headlines pulling out of Saudi Arabia. Great. And the information that our guy got on Sunday wound up being the right information. It's just, you know, things roll strangely in that company. Okay, whatever. But the reality is they want to go because they've made, like, they took Saudi Arabia off, and what do I think they're going to do? I think they're going to promote the show and just call it Crown Jewel. It's going to be just what you saw this week. On Raw and on SmackDown, they didn't say where the show was going to be. I think they're going to go. I think they're going to do the event, not be afraid to say Saudi Arabia while they're there on an isolated non-broadcast. It's just their network. It's not broadcast television.
Right.
And then I think they're not going to talk about it much. The Raw after might show you those still frame highlights. Never say Saudi Arabia again on American television. And then the whole thing just washes away.
Right.
Because, again, why doesn't Vince McMahon care about character development? Because you don't make him care because you watch and you buy the shirts anyway. Why does Vince McMahon not care that his show's not good? Because he doesn't have to change. He has no competition.
Right.
Why is Vince McMahon going to not go to Saudi Arabia? Only if he has to. Only that. Only if there's just something with the kind of consequences of being canceled or losing billions of dollars. Because here's the other thing, too. I am so down on, like, life right now, but the average person is that I believe that they're just going to keep on chugging anyway. And there'll be a lot of people that go, I'm outraged. This is disgusting.
Yep.
And they'll watch the show anyway.
Right.
Watch Raw anyway. Keep the network anyway.
Right.
And so Vince knows that I don't actually have to do anything, so I'm not gonna. And that's the world we live in right now. And it's just, you know, it's like the president. What do you mean? Why would I put sanctions on Saudi Arabia right now? They're going to buy a bunch of our guns. Don't you want that money, baby? You know what I mean? And that's what Vince is doing. The only reason to go, point blank, the only reason to go is money. And you've got to look at two things. One, you have a ton of money, man.
I know.
You just had a very, very public deal in the billions of dollars for your programming. You're already super loaded, super rich. You're the richest company in the world. You know, I said this on Sunday. If this was TNA, and that $50 million is literally how they're going to get through the end of the year and get through next year, then they have to sit down and just go, what do we do? What do we do? Do we fold or do we go to Saudi Arabia? What do we do?
Yeah.
That's not this company.
No.
It's a rich man that owns a wealthy business.
Also,
there's no excuse.
No, zero. Also, your stock is dipping because of this.
See, I thought it was. Is it down?
The last time I saw it was.
Good. Because here's the thing, is just, you know, being super duper real with you. I'm so disappointed in this company right now that we even have to have this level of a conversation. Because, like, let's say in the next day or so, they do pull out. The more time that goes by, the more bittersweet the announcement will even feel. Because it's like, goddamn, it was kicking and screaming and pulling teeth to get you to do the right thing.
And I don't, the timing doesn't bother me as it does you, only because I feel that they need to have the exit strategy in place. You know, we can't say, we're not having Crown Jewel, Crown Jewel's off, it's over, and then have all of this build with all of this real storyline implication, because Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns for the Universal title with Brock Lesnar, a story you started at SummerSlam, built on at Hell in a Cell, was concluding here, right? So you have to do that. And now you're just not? Well, that's not good enough. So maybe it's, hey, we have to see if we can get Wembley first.
Yep.
Before we can announce Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia is off. Look at us. We're Americans. You know what I mean? And what we're going to do, we're going to go to England, where you've always wanted this type of event.
Right.
You know? And
on this week's Patreon show, what we're going to be talking about is we're going to talk about SmackDown 1000 and the fact that The Rock and John Cena weren't part of it. That's going to be the Patreon show, patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. That's how you can listen to. It's an exclusive show every week. There's 5 a month, and there's daily awesome fun stuff. patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. And this week, we're going to talk about how The Rock wasn't on SmackDown.
Yep.
Right? That's going to be one of the things that we talk about. And one of the things that came up when people were asking me, they go, where's The Rock? And one of the things I said was, quite frankly, his appearance fee is gigantic.
Yeah.
And somebody tweeted at me and they said, if I were The Rock and I had all that money, I would just go for free. And I went, no, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
Because that's not, it sounds right because you have no money and The Rock has millions and you're like, I don't, you know.
Yeah.
And so you're just not living in that world. Celebrities don't do things for free. That's how rich people become and stay rich. Right?
Yeah, right.
So no, you wouldn't. Because what you want them to do is just to say, this is a matter of principle. And so, all right, we can't get a big stadium. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to have the most kick-ass Monday Night Raw in history. And Crown Jewel, the card top to bottom, is just going to be Raw. Raw is going to be 3 hours. Maybe we even do something super-duper cool, make it commercial-free. And this three-hour on Monday is not going to be some terrible Monday Night Raw, which it would be anyway, with British phone booths and nonsense over there in the UK.
Yeah.
What we're going to do...
a car with a weird steering wheel.
Raw is going to be amazing. And we're going to call it Crown Jewel, and we're going to do it here. And that's the show, folks. And yep, we're going to eat a lot of money. And that's just the way it is because we're doing the right thing. And then all your spider senses tingle and just go, that's not what rich people do.
Yeah.
They're going to need to have a viable cash equivalent alternative or they're not going to move the show. And it's just, it's disappointing.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking. It's gross. I can't justify this.
Right.
And like I said, like you, we've all been saying, the programming is so bad. And Raw and SmackDown blow right now. And now you... gotta make me go through this icky red tape that I don't agree with, I don't support, and it's just harder and harder for me to justify enjoying the show. I mean, this is a big one for them, I think. But at the same time, to put things in perspective, I haven't read a single, I Google this every day. I haven't heard any sponsors pull out. I haven't heard any, you're under a lot of pressure here from somebody. We got told from a WWE employee this afternoon that the White House wants them to go.
Yeah.
Because then it's the, maybe shows the, it's now, look at it this way. WWE Crown Jewel is now propaganda.
Yeah.
Because the White House wants to sell these guns so bad, they're going to send WWE over there to go like, look, nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. Everything's fine. We don't even know what happened. Nothing's wrong. And so maybe you'll go like, oh, WWE went. It can't even be that bad.
Right.
And now this show is a political device to excuse the execution and beheading of an American journalist. And this language needs to be used because it can't be sugarcoated. They weren't super mean to somebody. They cut his head off.
Yeah.
They cut an American journalist's head off. What's the line?
Yeah.
What is the line that would make you not go and put on a private song and dance show for the guy that ordered the hit? I mean, think about what you are doing right now. And then Randy Orton insults my intelligence right down to the core by telling me, you know, the women had a match in India last year. Oh, wonderful, Randy. Great.
Yep.
You definitely get what we're talking about
also,
right now.
Also, completely different country, and that's kind of not okay.
Right. I mean, just Randy. And what happened to Randy Orton? Captain Republican. What happened to Randy Orton? Hey, Randy, I'll speak to your primitive, dumbass brain. A bunch of brown people cut up an American. Why aren't you mad? That used to piss Randy Orton off, I thought.
Right.
Why aren't you mad about this? And is it because the guy's name is Jamal Khashoggi? Is that the reason?
Right.
Do you not care because he was from Saudi Arabia and only an American resident? Is that why you don't care?
Right.
Because I, for the life of me, cannot figure out a good reason you can give me to go over there and do this event.
No.
And if you think it's because the goal is within 5 years to have Alexa Bliss wrestle in the country, not good enough.
Also not worth it.
And not going to happen. And not going to happen.
Right.
There, that whole thing about how Saudi Arabia's on this kick where it's like, we're super progressive now. We're super progressive now. This month, you beheaded a journalist.
Because he said something bad about
this you. One. This month, October 2018.
Yeah. Yeah, because here's the thing, right? If I come on here and I say Donald Trump's a scumbag and he's the worst and he's a racist and all this stuff, you know what's not going to happen? Government's not going to come and take me away.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Yep.
That doesn't happen here.
Right.
But you know what? If you're there is a movie that they, and it was more of like a cartoon. It was based on a graphic novel. Not important. But they had, I watched this private screening and the director came and they talked about how they were playing volleyball in their house, right? And so the girls weren't dressed appropriately because they were inside their house. But it turns out that their courtyard could be seen from somewhere. So they came, took the girls, and beat the girls. And it's like, hey, I don't think we're...
Why are we putting on a private show for these people?
Well, it's like, I just don't think that we're
gonna make
a Brothers of Destruction win away.
Right. I mean, like, for the love of God, DX, I don't even think would be allowed to do the cross chop stuff because it's a sexual gesture.
Yeah.
Right? So you're gonna send, and again, how insulting to the intelligence of your viewers can you be to tell me that you think that the key to changing the minds of deep-rooted religious cultural beliefs is D-Generation X? How dumb do you think I am? You know what I mean?
Right.
And again, the answer is, well, we got girls to wrestle in India.
Right.
Well, all right.
That's not good enough.
You clearly get it, Randy. You get it. You definitely get what we're talking about here. We have fan reactions that we're going to get to in just a minute.
Yeah.
But before we do, as we kind of wrap up our thoughts and all this stuff, right? Because we did ask people to email us at newageinsiders.com, Gmail, newageinsiders@gmail.com, their reactions to this whole thing. So we're going to hear from the listeners as we close this thing out. But the reality is, what do you think they're going to do, and what would it take to change?
It's tough because, you know what, this company has let me down so much over the last probably 18 months that they're going to go because they don't care about anything other than themselves. Yeah. And they're only going to care about the check that they get to cut themselves, not anything else, because they don't care about me as a fan. They don't care what my opinion is.
And the thing is, like, you know, Randy Orton released a statement today saying that he thinks they should go. So here's, again, if you didn't catch the beginning of the broadcast, you know, you can find us on iTunes or you can rewind, start from the beginning. Because we gave the full transcription of what we've been told by a WWE employee, not some guy, again, not The Rock's cousin's best friend's milkman, an actual WWE employee that... As of this afternoon, nothing was set in stone. And Randy Orton, to be fair, did say he thinks they should, which means that nothing is... He doesn't know yet either, right? He didn't say why they are. He said why they should. And the reality is that there's nothing you can justify to do this anymore. And the PR is going to be so bad and should be so bad. And this is one of those things where, look, like I've said, I'm not a sensitive guy. And if Linda McMahon being in Donald Trump's cabinet, like, really, truly bothers you, I think you're being a little overly sensitive. And if the fact that Vince McMahon is a career lifelong Republican and adheres to a lot of Republican values, if that really bothers you, I respectfully do think you're being a little overly sensitive. And you also knew what you were getting into. Vince McMahon's never been a good guy. In your entire experience, he's never been a good guy. You're just kind of finding new things out about him, right? But at the same time, if I'm being respectfully honest, I do think that some people overreact about this stuff a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
This one, you've got a real case and a real ground to stand on, in my opinion, because your WWE crown jewel is a political statement that this is either... Now, it's not whether or not it's good or bad. It's whether or not it's acceptable or not, right? If you're a kid and your parents have this trip planned to Disney World, right?
Right.
It's a big trip, right? Thousands of dollars. The hotel, the plane, the park passes, the daily per diem you're going to spend on food.
Yeah.
Your family is already spent thousands and prepared to spend more because Disney World's a big, big deal, right? And if you're a kid, you would have to do a lot to get them to cancel that trip, right?
Yeah, right?
Because we spent thousands. It's, you know, it's Disney World. It's an extremely special occasion, right? So if your kid maybe skipped a day of school, you got to look and you go, look, I'm mad at you, but we're going to go to Disney World because that's not a deal breaker, right? And then if your kid, let's just say, got super mad at you one day, you had this big blowout, and your kid burned the house down, right? Well, I don't think we can reward the kid by going to Disney anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And this is got to be, for WWE, the level of offense that they say, we can't do this anymore. We can't go, even though we were looking forward to it,
right,
and we've invested all this money into it, it's going to suck. But how do I reward the kid You know what I mean? The kid, yeah, the kid burned the house down.
Yep.
How do I reward the kid? And this is what Vince McMahon needs to decide is, do you consider the abduction and slaughter of an American journalist to be something you can go, I can look the other way? Or are you going to cancel the trip?
Right.
And again, I understand that canceling the trip is an incredibly tough decision to make.
Yep.
And it's a money thing. It's a fun. It's all these things. You don't want to cancel it. But how do you reward the kid? The prince, the king, whatever the hell he is.
The crowned prince.
Is going to sit there after ordering the beheading of an American journalist. I will repeat that phraseology again and again. This is real life shit. The guy that ordered the beheading of an American journalist is going to sit there and go, yes, bring me the shield.
Yeah.
And you're going to do it. And he's going to go, yes, yes, I requested Shawn Michaels. And you're going to do it. And that guy wanted Brock Lesnar, so we pay Brock crazy money to show up very rarely. And one of the occasions is going to be to sing and dance for gold coins for this terrorist. And you're going to let it happen.
Right.
And you're wrong. You're wrong.
Yeah.
And so, again, the information that we have is that no decisions have been officially made backstage. It looks like they're leaning towards going. But as of Sunday, certain talent were told to take the event off of their calendars. So that can mean that they're still regrouping and looking for a new stadium. That can also mean that maybe some talent that did resist is allowed to not go if they so right. choose. Be very interesting to see if they make adjustments to the card based on talent that refuses to go. But ultimately, my closing thoughts are, if you're WWE, who has made so much money off the American spirit, the American dream, and Americana, you are a goddamn hypocrite. And one person I will isolate specifically here is John Cena. Because John, you have told me to do the right thing and told millions of kids to do the right thing, even when it's hard. All your Twitter posts about doing the right thing, even when it's hard, and overcoming hate and putting your head down and believing in something. You want to talk about not willing to hit somebody with a steel chair on a TV show?
Yeah, I know.
And you're going to run your ass down there and sing and dance for a bunch of terrorists? You're not doing the right thing, and I don't want to hear it anymore. Honest to God, I mean this declaratively. If John Cena goes to Saudi Arabia and puts over the whole thing, you don't get to tell me to do the right thing anymore.
Because you didn't.
You don't get to tell me that even though it's hard, you have to stand for something.
Yeah.
You don't get to tell kids that anymore.
Never give up. Because you gave up on doing the right thing.
Do the right thing even though it's hard is such a John Cena lesson.
Yeah.
Is such a John Cena thing. You go to his Twitter and once a month he posts something about doing the right thing even when it's hard.
Yeah.
Well, this is the right thing even though it's hard is to take a stand and to go to Vince's office and say, I'm not going to go.
I can't.
And if you don't do it, you are as complicit as anyone else. Because I'm telling you, man, there's a collection of parts that make up the sum.
Right.
And if in theory the whole card said I'm not getting on that plane, then you don't have an event. And as much as I am so disappointed in Vince and the company for still thinking it over, pal, it's equally disappointing that again, my final thought, the president of the United States isn't doing the right thing in Saudi Arabia because of gun money. Vince McMahon isn't going to do the right thing in Saudi Arabia because of money. And the roster is going to wind up individually and collectively not doing the right thing and refusing to go because of money. Because of fear of the check they'll lose for the game day and for the fear of losing their jobs or their positioning or their appearances. And all of this comes down to money. And I get it. Money does rule this world. It sucks, but there it is. The only thing that's worse than money is not having it. I get it, right? I do. But this is a collection of rich people. President Trump, the United States is very wealthy.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon, you are very wealthy. WWE superstars, in the grand scheme of life, in the scale of life, you are very wealthy. Do the right thing. Stop chasing the money one time.
Yeah.
One time. Do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. One time, Vince. One time. And celebrating the people that ordered the slaughter of an American journalist by beheading with a bone saw is the wrong thing. And again, my closing thought as we get ready to see you on patreon.com/newageinsiders.
Yep.
Talk all about SmackDown Live and all sorts of fun stuff. We'll keep it light for the sake of how heavy this one was. But Vince, you might lose me. John, you will.
Yeah.
John Cena, you will lose me. And you will lose somebody who is a great respecter of your work.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, technology is not working with us for some odd reason. Everything's running really, really slow, so we're not going to be able to show you the video. But, you know, we're not alone. I mean, there are people in the community.
And listen on iTunes because it'll be up on the actual podcast show.
Yep. You know, it'll be on there as well. It'll be after the close and everything. But we're not the only ones that believe this. You know, there are people from all walks of life that you'll see that I believe that this is the wrong thing to do.
No one seems to like this.
No. And again, and I go back to my biggest issue with all of it is you have nothing to gain and everything to lose. Everything. Why? You're going to lose me as a fan because I'm already teetering on the edge of the show that I don't think is as good as it once was. Right. And now if you're going to make these type of decisions, then yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to lose me.
Yeah, spoiler alert, we're considering making major changes to the New Age Insiders formula and MO around here because of how bad WWE has gotten and how much we don't feel that we can rely on Vince McMahon to entertain you anymore.
Right.
And so it's tougher and tougher for us to entertain you based on what he's shilling out. So spoiler alert, peek behind the curtain. 2019 is going to be a different New Age Insiders experience. It just is. It has to be. And the amount of wrestling that gets covered, what they do in a couple weeks and whether or not they go to Saudi Arabia, that will be a big factor in how much they get talked about around here moving forward.
Yeah.
Reality. Reality check. This is bad. This isn't Linda McMahon as the Secretary of Small Business.
No.
And I don't know. And I don't.
That doesn't bother me at all.
And I don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. I don't care about that. They all got there and the grandparents and the kids and the grandkids, they all got there and took a picture in the Oval Office. Yeah. That doesn't bother me.
Donald Trump follows like 7 people on Twitter and one of them is Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't care. And I don't support the president, but I don't care.
Who cares?
This one.
I don't like the president, but I support him. I don't care.
This one is.
But that's because it's more of like a presidential, like an elected office. Like, I want you to do the right thing.
Yeah, no, I respect the office of the presidency. Except when they tell me that there's $150 billion in guns to be
made. And China's going to sell it to him.
And that's what he said. He said, well, Russia's going to sell them to him, or China's going to sell them to him, so I should sell them to him. And the fact that a journalist got hacked to pieces doesn't matter.
An American journalist.
And somebody's got to get on the air, even if it's the 2018 live wrestling show of the year, somebody's got to get on the fucking air and say that this isn't okay.
Yeah, right.
And you got to use real language and real verbiage and real facts because this is bad.
Yeah.
And the WWE is better than this. And you want to talk about pulling a 180? If you go out there and you say, we're not going to stand for this anymore, I will have a tremendous amount of faith restored in you.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. That's what you have. Everything to gain.
Right. You will get so much goodwill that you will wind up making your money back. And they're going to go. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for DC Matthews for sending in his audio. Thank you to everybody who sent in their videos. If you're listening on, if you're listening live, you didn't catch them, but listen on iTunes, Podomatic, Lork Normal, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play. You'll hear your video. You'll hear your audio that you sent in to us. We really appreciate it. Stay tuned for the Patreon edition where we talk about SmackDown Live and just our thoughts in general on a much more upbeat, happy time.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining. Thank you for joining Jason Maltov.
Liam Stryker. And Bill Neville.
And we are the New Age Insiders. You can find us free. Oh, and last week's Patreon episode is free. So last week we talked about Evolution, and we have made it available for free.
That's
so
right.
If you go to patreon.com/New Age Insiders, you want to give this whole thing a test drive, our exclusive show from last week is on the website and now available. So you can listen to it and be like, oh, so this is what these bonus exclusive shows sound like. I might be inclined to become a Patreon, support these guys, check out what they're talking about this week, which is SmackDown 1000. NewAgeInsiders.com is where we got everything again. Huge shout out to DC Matthews from DC and Doc Talk. Shout out to everybody that makes this the experience that it is, to all of our Patreons and all of you for making us the premier place, no matter where you are from or what you believe. for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
We out.
Do the right thing. Never know when the world that gonna meet for that
WWE cannot afford to alienate any more of their dwindling fan base. It's painfully obvious you're going to go on with the show. However, they do not need to do it in Saudi Arabia. The political ramifications are too great. It's not a good look, any way, shape, or form. You guys have mentioned it before, but WWE has the resources, they have the credentials to make something happen in another venue. They're already in the UK. They can make something happen if they really wanted to. I think at this point it's just Vince possibly just trying to wait it out and see what the news cycle shows, but that's just my take on it. I think they need to move venues. Go ahead and keep the show going, that's fine. You've got the storyline time invested in these guys. You brought Shawn back, you've made the commitment to have the show. Just be smart about it and don't do the show in Saudi Arabia.
So, in short, I do think the event Crown Jewel should happen. We've put too much energy into it. We've put too much time into it. We've talked about it too much. We've advertised it too much not to have it. That being said, I don't think this event should happen in Saudi Arabia. With WWE's agreement to go over there for the next 10 years as part of the 2030 vision. And what the 2030 vision is basically a social and economic reform program in Saudi Arabia. So we can't be ignorant to the fact that Saudi Arabia has made some improvements. They've women now have the right to drive. They've opened a movie theater over there. Cirque du Soleil has had an event over there, boxing, and as well as the Greatest Royal Rumble. So some Western Hemisphere ideas of entertainment have come over, and some political ideals. So we can't deny that they've made some progress. However, dismantling a human being and torturing him is not social and economic reform. That's quite honestly the opposite of that. So until I think Saudi Arabia holds up their end of this bargain of the social economic reform, I don't think WWE should be obligated to hold up their bargain. So until Saudi Arabia, let me backtrack. Instead of cutting ties together, I think they should just take a step back and not try to be. It's like, don't try to rush into a relationship. Okay, you've had one date. Okay, WWE has one date with Saudi Arabia. We don't need to propose the next one. So I do think it's smarter for WWE to not go over there right now, considering all the backlash this has gotten, even with U.S. senators, both Republican and Democratic, saying that WWE should reconsider. And it's not often that both parties agree on a topic. So I think that itself speaks volume. I hope that Vince McMahon and WWE's moral values are higher than his monetary values right now. And this show should not happen in Saudi Arabia. It doesn't need to happen on November 2nd. It doesn't need to happen in Saudi Arabia. So just, that's really it. I mean, this is 3 minutes long and I thought this would be the short one, but thanks guys.
So Saudi Arabia's kind of created a cluster F, huh? I mean, it's crazy. You have the Crown Prince ordering a political assassination. You have Donald Trump not condemning it. You have Linda McMahon, who's the wild card on Trump's cabinet, and they're not doing anything about it. You know, the Saudi Arabia just literally ordered to kill someone, allegedly. Hulk Hogan said something on a tape in private, and he is gone. Yet, the Saudi Arabian money is so important that these allegations don't matter. Enzo Amore lost his job over an allegation. So many people have lost their jobs over allegations. Yet, we're going to Saudi Arabia where your talent doesn't want to be, but they killed someone allegedly. Yeah, you know, whatever, it's not proven, whatever. But still, this is an act of political assassination, and we're not going away from this because of all of the money. Take my money. My money's clean. Listen to me. Get me back into it. I feel like I'm more valuable to WWE than a bunch of Saudi Arabian fans. I mean, I'm sure that's probably very selfish, but I'll buy your t-shirts. I'll buy your network. I go to your events. How many times do you want me to go to events? You want me to go to WrestleMania? Yeah, do better. Don't go to Saudi Arabia because none of them people are going to WrestleMania this year. I want to go to WrestleMania this year. I don't know if I'm going to go because it's going to be god-awful. I haven't watched in 4 months since before SummerSlam. Yeah, you got me back, but you're going to have to keep me here because I'm more interested in the global politics than I am this program. I really could care less about the show because it's like an alt-world show that kind of matters. I don't know. I mean, give Brock Lesnar the belt back. I guess I'll go there. Give it back to Brock Lesnar. Give it to Seth Rollins. Give it to Finn Balor. Listen to me. Make my voice matter. Make all of our voices, who people who actually pay for this crap, go to your shows, fill up your seats. Make that matter. Not someone who you're going to go to one show a year and just take all their money and give it all to Shawn Michaels so this kid can pretend like it's 1997. Like, the guy is 40 years old. Leave it alone. He ordered a political assassination. He doesn't need wrestling.
Losing fans and taking dollars should be the new slogan of the WWE if they keep this event in Saudi Arabia. Bad move, guys. Bad move.
Crown Jewel pay-per-view. No matter how much they just say the name of the show and don't say where it's happening, they haven't changed the location yet. They haven't said, oh, we're going to do it in Wembley because we're already filming there, and because, you know, middle finger to people who want to murder journalists. So far, the entire motivation seems to be, maybe we can ride this out. Maybe we can just hold off on changing the location and the outrage will subside in a little bit. I can personally say that it's really transparent. It doesn't provide a lot of faith in a company that I'm already on the edge of. Like, there's already so many better products, but you're the biggest show in town, guys. You gotta be able to set an example here. You gotta be able to say, after decades of making money on American ideals, that you're going to stand up and say, no, we're not doing this. I know that it's a country that is probably pretty awful on women's rights and garbage when it comes to LGBTQ rights. But at the end of the day, the only color that matters is green in the pride flag, right, Vince?